Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Embraves getting set for a 6:05 first pitch. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of a couple different guys who was a star last night. It's Ethan Murray. Ethan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for being here. I mean, I'm happy. Great night. Boys are hot.
Well, the boys are hot. That's an understatement. Winners of 5 of the last 7. You last night stole 2 bases, had a big RBI double, and went 2-for-4 on the night. That's a pretty good Friday night at the yard.
Absolutely. Bit of a slow start, honestly. Working through a few things, but felt good to see some balls, find some holes, get balls to drop. Happy to contribute.
You also had an incredible play at third on top of all of that. How much does it help the confidence when you make a couple great plays in the field and you have a great night at the plate?
It's awesome. I mean, once you make a great play in the field, you get the adrenaline flowing a little bit. You get up in the plate and you just want to go get it. Makes things a little bit easier, I'll be honest.
What's it like making a play like that as a third baseman? Because you're already in for the bunt, but to range over into foul territory and then go full extension, that's almost like you're becoming an outfielder.
It is. It is. Most of the bunt plays are just, it comes down to a good read. He squared a little bit late, so I was late in my break, and then I saw him pop it up. I was like, I'm going to go get it. I'm going to get it if I can. I was lucky to pick it right off the ground. So,
when it makes it look better when you're a bit late on, you can dive and make it.
Exactly, exactly.
It's all about the skill points, right?
It is.
You got promoted up to AA last year after 94 games in Appleton in 2022, and this year, a lot of your teammates in Appleton are now down here with you in Biloxi. How much does it help that team chemistry when it's a group of guys who've all played together the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we spent a lot of time together, and minor league baseball is a little different than college in the fact that you're at the field for 8 hours a day. So you get to know pretty much everybody, and spending last year with so many of the guys, it made this year and the transition a lot easier for not just me, but I think everybody.
How much does that collectively help all of you guys being able to come into a new team together and have that cohesiveness that you had in Appleton?
I mean, it's massive. I mean, we know how each other plays. We know what to expect. We know what makes each other click. We know when to pick each other up if need be. I mean, it really does feel like a cohesive unit. I mean, it's just a fun squad.
Also a young team as well, and you had mentioned prior to us starting this interview that it feels a lot like a college team. Your college team had a big night last night, the Duke Blue Devils, a big win over number 13th ranked UVA to start their series of the weekend. But how much fun is it seeing Duke baseball grow since you arrived on campus, winning that ACC title, and now becoming a regular contender in the ACC?
It's been really, really fun. I think it's all credit to what Chris Pollard's built. How effective he has been in building and maintaining a sense of excellence. I mean, that's what everybody goes to Duke for now. It's the academics, but it's also the baseball. I mean, we have a really, really good program, a really good coaching staff, and it's just really, really fun to watch. And the boys are hot over there, and they're playing UVA right now, hoping to get a series win and hopefully host a regional.
You also, on top of all the great things that the Duke program has, you also probably have the best home field in all of college baseball. Your home field is not, there is a baseball field at Duke, you guys play in that sometimes, but your normal home field is the home ballpark of the Durham Bulls, AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. What's it like being able to play in a AAA ballpark as your college field?
It's pretty sweet. I mean, I think it's one of, if not the best playing surfaces in the country. Hands down, the ground crew there is incredible. It's a fun place. I mean, you're in the middle of downtown Durham. There's so many good spots to eat after the games. And it's just a beautiful park.
What was it also like just living at Duke and going to school at Duke? There's a lot of things to do in that Raleigh-Durham area, and Duke as a campus has a lot going on, especially in the basketball side of things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Durham is a big city, but once you're there, it really doesn't feel like it. I mean, the traffic isn't bad. The restaurants are amazing. Everybody there is super nice, and it's a place that's growing by the day. I mean, my girlfriend and I, we live in Raleigh, so we're 20, 25 minutes away from there, and we go over there for food all the time. It's a beautiful place, so many things to do, and it doesn't feel congested, even though it's a big city.
You also were able to bring the first ACC title home to Durham, winning it with the Duke Blue Devils in 2021. What was that like, getting to call yourself the first ACC champion in Duke Blue Devil history?
I mean, that's hands down the most memorable moment of my baseball career. Just because, I mean, that season was full of ups and downs. I can remember many stern talking tos from Chris Pollard. Just, we are so much better than what we did early on in the season. And that culmination in that title, I mean, that feeling was truly unmatched. I mean, just the ending of that year, it was a wave of emotion, and nothing, I don't think anything will beat that besides winning a World Series.
So you hoping the 2023 Blue Devils team joins as the second ACC title-winning team in program history?
I mean, they have every piece to make that happen and hopefully go beyond. So, I mean, the expectation has been set that we have the capability to win an ACC championship, but also do something really special and hopefully make it to Omaha.
Well, Ethan, thank you so much. And, you know, let's hope the Shuckers here get a Southern League title on top of that. Add another Ranger collection.
Hey, I would be a fan of that.
Ethan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves at 6:05.